Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Matthew Rasmussen from Community Lutheran Church in South Burlington, Vermont.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you worthy? We are a people always looking to prove our worth. Half of the programming on TV today centers on this question. Are your talents worthy of a professional contract or a huge sum of money? Prove it on The Voice, Dancing with the Stars, Jeopardy, Survivor, Shark Tank. You get the idea. If we're not worthy enough to be on one of these shows, we're certainly worthy enough to sit back and judge as the spectacle unfolds. In our society, worthiness is found in ourselves and is measured by what we are able to produce. Likewise, in our reading, the Jews deem the centurion worthy of Jesus' attention because of his love for their nation, proven by the fact that he built their synagogue. Wow, he really produced. He must be worthy. The true source of our worth is actually not found in ourselves. It is given to us. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent the elders of the Jews to Jesus. First, the centurion hears the word. Hearing is passive. We must quiet ourselves and listen in order to hear. Be still and know that I am God. Having heard, we are given to respond. The centurion heard and responded. Interestingly, the centurion does not have as high of an opinion of himself as the Jews had of him. When Jesus draws near, the centurion sends friends to intercept him with this message: I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but say the word and let my servant be healed. The centurion trusts in the word of Jesus. He recognizes the word, something completely outside of himself, as the source of power and authority. Jesus is amazed. He tells the gathered crowd, "Not even in Israel have I found such faith." This faith comes from the word of God. The centurion heard and responded in faith. Here we have an illustration of Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Our temptation is still to question the authority of Jesus' word. We would like to think that there is some worthiness to be found in ourselves. Our Lord's next miracle shows just how much our ability figures into the equation. Jesus encounters a funeral procession. A young man had died, and Jesus has compassion on the mother, who is also a widow. He tells the widow not to weep, and then speaks to the dead son. "Young man, I say to you, arise." By the power of his word, the young man is restored to life and reunited with his mother. The word of Christ has power over death itself. Interestingly, here there is no mention of faith. The mother doesn't even utter a word. We have no idea what she or her son believe, or if they even believe at all. The message is clear. Jesus comes to us. We who have no merit or worthiness in ourselves, and has compassion on us. The one who is worthy endures death himself, even death on a cross, that we may be made worthy. Like the widow's son, we too are raised from the dead that we may walk in newness of life. Our personal encounter with the Lord comes through the miraculous working of water and word in baptism. In him, you have salvation. In him, you are worthy. You have his word on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Matthew Rasmussen from Community Lutheran Church in South Burlington, Vermont, for today's meditation on God's Word.